Thank you for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
I'm here with Sue Bradfield, a Golden Zara Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated, Begato Omega Chapter, Kansas City, Missouri. The title Golden means Sue has met the 50-year milestone, a membership in the sorority. Sue, we are here today to learn about your story. She's an illustrious individual, illustrious soror, Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. Let's begin by telling something about your beginnings. Sue, would you begin by telling us where you were born?
I was born in a little small town in Oklahoma, Haskell, Oklahoma.
Okay. And tell us about your family growing up. If you want to, would you give us your parents' name and if you had any siblings?
My parents' name was Emma and Woodrow Mansfield. I had two siblings. I'm the oldest of three. I have a sister and I have a brother who is deceased.
Okay, so
just three of us.
Being the oldest means you were the responsible one, correct?
You're absolutely right. The one in charge all the time, and they say that I'm acting so I'm still in charge of them.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. Tell us about your own children. Do you have children and your spouse?
I have one daughter, and I have five stepchildren. My husband is Percy Bradfield. My daughter is Candace S.Q. Bell.
So you have a legacy.
I have a legacy. I have one grandson. I have a wonderful grandson. I love him dearly.
That's wonderful.
He's my sunshine.
See, I understand about those grandkids. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're important, right?
They're very important.
Okay, tell us, where did you grow up?
I was born in Oklahoma, and I lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, until I was about four years old, and then we moved to Kansas City. So I grew up in Kansas City, right in the heart of Santa Fe, the Santa mm-hmm. Fe neighborhood, and then we moved further south, as most of us did, further south, and I lived 44th and Bell Fountain.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And now did you go to Central?
Of course. I went to the best school, high school in the States.
Now, you know I had to throw that in.
I know. Central High School. I went to Gudea Holmes Grade School and Central High, Junior High and Senior High.
Okay. And I remember when we moved south.
Yes, yes. And you remember when we kind of grew up together, too. So we went to the same church. So yeah,
okay.
Juan and I have known each other for a while.
Allen Chapel.
Allen Chapel, absolutely.
Okay. What was, are you still employed or are you retired?
Oh, God, thank goodness I'm retired. I retired in 2010.
Tell us about your occupation. What were you doing?
I am a clinical social worker by profession. Worked a number of jobs in the social work arena, all the way from a caseworker to a manager, supervisor. And in 1978, I went to the federal government. And I worked for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for 34 years. And I worked in policy development. And I worked a number of jobs in with the federal government. But the last one was policy development and policy manager, senior specialist with the children and families.
So you really had some experience.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the full gamut.
So you enjoying this retirement now?
Enjoying the free time. I also worked in mental health. I was the assistant director of community services over at Western Missouri Mental Health.
Okay, yeah. Rich experiences.
I enjoyed it.
What college did you attend, and what was your major?
I attended Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee, And my major was sociology and psychology.
Okay. Is that where you went into Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I pledged Phi Pi chapter at Fisk University.
Wonderful.
In 1966.
Okay.
One of the high points of my life.
I understand. When did you become, you said in 66?
1966.
When you became a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I became a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha.
What led you to become an AKA?
Well, a lot of it has to do with, I have a long legacy line of AKAs. Mm-hmm. I had an aunt who passed last year. She would have been a Diamond Soror. If she had lived, she'd have been a Diamond Soror this year. And so I just remember growing up and staying with her at times, sitting, reading all her Ivy Leaf magazines, looking at all her pink and green stuff, looking at her Ivy Leaf stuff. And so I originally got my start hanging under my aunt. And then had a lot of AKA women in my life, many at church. So, yeah, just a long legacy of AKAs.
And that made you decide this was what you wanted to
Absolutely.
Do?
Absolutely. There was no doubt in my mind.
No other way.
No other way, even though they tried to get me to the other one, but no.
We won't ask what the other
the
one
other
was.
The other one was, but no, I knew when I got there that I wanted to be an AKA.
And you have been a staunch AKA.
Absolutely, 56 years.
What offices or titles have you held with Alpha Kappa Alpha?
I have held a number of titles with Alpha Kappa Alpha. I was membership chair. I have been HODACUS for a number of years. Phylacter, debutante ball co-chair several times. and Ebony Fashion Fair co-chair. Mm-hmm. Just a lot of different different titles. I'm trying to remember the high point ones.
Yeah. Now, did you start as an undergrad in leadership roles?
Yes. Actually, I one of the things nobody would believe is I was the step captain for my undergraduate line.
Well, see, I believe that because I've watched you.
I was the step captain. I was the grammatus. It's been so long ago, I don't really remember. But I never was the basilis, but I think I was the grammatus, the secretary. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. And in my undergraduate chapter.
So just tell us how AKA impacted your life.
Oh wow, AKA impacted my life a lot. Just the whole issue of service to mankind and sisterhood. Just so impressed with. You know, being able to go to different cities and all that and run into my sorors and sisters and, you know, being embraced by them wherever I go. And, you know, always knowing that I have friends somewhere wherever I go.
Did it actually influence your career?
Well, you know, it kind of did because, you know, I started my career in the helping services. I grew up, and we grew up in an era where a village raises the children. Mm-hmm. And so that whole concept, you know, has always been in my mind that I'm always part of the village that is impacting our children, our young women, our young men. So, yeah, it impacted my life to go into a helping profession. And you know, it's always been with me, and even in college, it was hammered into us to always give back. Always give back, and to, you know, that old saying, to which one is given, much is given, what much is expected.
Okay. Now, did a number of the Alpha Kappa women in your life, the older ones, mentor mm-hmm. you?
Yes. Yes, they did. Yes, they mentored me. Well, they mentored me and voluntold me many times.
I understand the voluntold.
Voluntold me many times. Oh, you're going to do this. Yes. So, yeah, they did mentor me. But, you know, it was a gentle mentoring and a gentle voluntold. I was do it anyway because they asked me to. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, many of my mentors in AKA were my older older sorors, and I fondly remember a few in particular.
We all do. Do you? Yeah. What was your most memorable time as an AKA?
You know, I often think about that, and I had several memorable times, and one of the most memorable ones that will always be with me, and I, you know, it's been 56 years ago, I've never forgotten that moment that I crossed, and I sang the song, "I Think That I Shall Never Know Another Love That Thrills Me So." I know I've lived my day when I became an AKA. That's always been my most memorable moment in AKA.
Now, I hope you weren't like me and the tears rolled.
Yes, the tears rolled. I mean, the tears rolled. And I will never forget, we were on the Grove at my university, and we came out, and we sang, and, you know, everybody was around watching us come out and sing. You know, back in those days, and especially at HBCUs, it was a big thing to come out. And that was, you know, one of the most memorable moments. Now, the other memorable moment was when I penned my legacy. When I penned my legacy, and I penned my legacy sister.
That had to be an experience.
Yes, it was. It was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell us about your community service with Alpha Kappa Alpha. How have you impacted lives of others through community service?
Well, I've been active in the community for many years in different projects and programs. One of the most recent ones, well, not recent, but a few years back, is I was tapped by Susan Taylor to be one of the co-founders of the Essence Cares Project, mentoring project in Kansas City. And that was a very interesting thing to do. And I loved it because I always knew that I wanted to give back to young women. I always felt that, and I knew that I always had a connection. Mm-hmm. I always had young ladies around me. I have a daughter, so all her friends were always in my house, or they were always with me, or what have you. So I've always had a connection. I always wanted to give back to young women and, become a mentor for them. And then I found out in later years, and I didn't know it, and you have to really be careful how you present yourself in public and what have you, because I found out many years ago, many of my daughter's friends who went AKA, they came back years later and told me, "You know, Miss Sue, I went AKA because of you. We chartered our chapter at this particular university because of you." And I'm like, "Oh my God, I never knew that." You know, she's in our chapter, but she came to me at one regional conference. And I'm like, "You are kidding me."
Well, you felt like a proud mama bear, right?
I feel like a proud mama bear. And she's done so well. All of them have done so well. But, you know, you just never know how you're impacting young women.
So I guess the question of what do you like most about being an AKA is?
I like, being with my sorors and mentoring young sorors and, helping them get acclimated to AKA.
Giving back?
Giving back. I've always been one to give back.
Mm-hmm. What is a great AKA story that you would like to share with everyone? Do you have one that really stands out?
Well, I kind of already told you the great AKA story is when my little soror came up to me at regional conference and told me that. So I guess that's really my biggest AKA story. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What advice do you have for sorors starting out in Alpha Kappa Alpha?
Get busy. Get busy. Work. Get to know sorors. Make sure that you get someone to mentor you and help you, go through the obstacle, because there's always obstacles and things that you don't know. And so if you have someone, that can kind of guide you through, but get busy, get to know your sorors, and be active.
Okay.
Be active. Don't let any time lapse where you're not active if you can.
Okay. What do you want the Sauras to remember about you? You know, we realize that it's not as long as it's been, and when all is said and done, what do you want them to really remember about Sue Bradfield?
That I was always sisterly.
That I was Wonderful.
Always sisterly and had a smile for all, every one of my sisters.
And you do that beautifully.
Well,
you do that beautifully. Is there anything else you would want to share?
You know, I thought of some things, and now I'm going blank. I thought of some things, beforehand. Yeah. It always, you know, work through. There will always be conflicts in our lives because relationships are never always smooth. But always remember that, you know, we're sisters, we're Sauras, and we love each other. So always work through your conflicts in a sisterly manner and not be mean-spirited.
Okay, and you have never been mean-spirited.
Well, I try not to be mean-spirited.
What you talked about, that smile, we see that smile constantly.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Mom.
You have a beautiful smile.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you would like to share?
I think that's it.
Thank you.
Else, but thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, I want to thank you, Sue, for sharing your story, Sue Bradfield. This concludes the recording for July the 23rd, 1922, at the Genealogy Center.
2022.
Thank you for that correction.
2022.